Good morning. It is 6:45, 30 degrees out there right here on Palmetto Mornings. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden.
Well, we have Washington on the line right now. Of course, our United States Congressman, Ralph Norman. Good morning.
Good morning, Patty. Lucas, great to be with you.
Well, you know, we've been following closely this COVID relief bill. We were excited because we saw some bipartisan action taking place. This morning, we learn even more about what's in, I can't even say it, almost 6,000 pages, and wanted to get an update straight from you. So, what's happening?
Well, Patty, we were presented with a 6,000-page document at 2 o'clock. We were supposed to vote on it 6, 7 o'clock, and I would have had to have read 1,000 pages per hour to even gloss over the document. Nobody in their right mind, to be honest with you, would sign this. If anybody listening, and I was on Fox News early this morning, and I told, and I said, anybody would never sign something that you don't read.
Right.
And it just it staggers my imagination that we had so many that did sign it. There were 50 of us who did not. But why, in the private sector, if I presented you with a contract 100 pages, would you sign it and never read it? And now people are shocked at what's in it.
Yes.
Well, that goes with the territory if you never read it. But, you know, Egypt, a billion three. Pakistan, 25 million. Smithsonian Institute, Kennedy Center. That has nothing to do with the coronavirus, and it's an insult to the American people, to be honest with you.
Is this a strategy? I mean, do they put all of this pork into a bill hoping that you won't read it because you're being somewhat emotionally held hostage to provide some relief for Americans?
Two things. Nancy Pelosi hates President Trump. She didn't want to give him any win at any time that since I've been up there. We have not worked all year, and 4 days before Christmas to have us sit up there, and the printers would even work to get the bills out because we had to have staff who wanted to break it down. But it was an easy call for me, and with $30 trillion in debt, the merry-go-round is going to stop at some point. There's no, you know, we had budget caps that we broke through. And it's like it's just play money. And I just, we're not going to do it. And there's a growing sentiment in Congress, at least from the more conservative members. We're going to put guardrails on spending, and we've got to get back to a balanced budget, which is just not of concern with Ms. Pelosi. And by the way, she sets all the committees. She rules the House as far as what we take up, which is really a disconnect with reality.
Congressman, on your Facebook page, again, you kind of broke down how this money would have been spent if it passes and makes it to the president's desk. What message does it send to the small business owner here in York County, in Rock Hill specifically, maybe right down from where we're located, that's struggling, that barely made it through this year, got somewhat out of a life raft earlier this year with some stimulus money, and still holding on by a thread? They don't care about the Kennedy Center getting money. They don't care about the National Arts Gallery. Isn't it so insulting to all of us, especially these business owners that want anything? They're just trying to keep the doors open.
Yeah, and Lucas, you've been to restaurants. I mean, the tables are distance, you know, 6 feet apart. Any restaurant owner will tell you, you can't make it on takeout orders.
Mm-mm.
In Washington, D.C., the downtown portion is boarded up. In Charlotte, the same way. So the only cure for this is get back to work. Let the businesses open. Let those Democratic governors allow businesses to do what they do best, which is make a product, which pays taxes for our first responders, our police. But to shut them down is just not right.
Mm-mm.
And there is such a thing as a calculated risk. And, you know, we've learned so much about the virus since January of this year. But to shut everything down, that's going to be the only cure. The $600 payment, one-time payment, really? Does anybody think that the business owners is going to be able to survive on that?
Mm-hmm.
No.
No.
And the PPP, the $250 billion, And by the way, I Google, if $1 billion, if you stack it in $1 bills, goes up 62 miles in the air. 900 of them is over 60,000 miles in the air. Mm. That's what we're talking about, and I'm just not going to do it. The only cure is to publicize this, and hopefully the public will put pressure on the individual congressmen and elected representatives that, no, this isn't. We're not going to tolerate it. We're not going to put up with it.
Well, you voted against it. So what happens now? Where does this bill go?
I think the president will sign it. I think a lot of congressmen are having second thoughts about signing something when the details are out, and they are out, and we're going to publicize it because, you know, it's just not right. Mm-hmm. It's not right. You said it right, Lucas. It's an insult to the American people to spend hard-earned tax money and still keep the businesses shut down.
It defies common sense to me, but to your point, 6,000 pages. Not enough time yesterday for everybody to read and really digest what was going on. But I tell you, social media is lighting up. It is coming to surface what has been included. And we can't pretend that our debt is play money or the value of money is just going to plummet and really set us up even worse than we are right now in terms of finances.
Well, what a cruel tax to put on our children and grandchildren, $30 trillion. Mm. I mean, it's just not fair for frivolous stuff like this.
Yeah.
Cutting in Congress, cutting any program is non-existent. And we've just got to start demanding it, the public does, and put the pressure on the politicians who make the budget. And see, we didn't file a regular order on this. It didn't go through any budget committees, no discussion. And it just went, it was Ms. Pelosi, Steve Mnuchin, and Mitch McConnell put this plan together. Mm. And it's a boondoggle.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're going to fight it.
Good.
It's going to pass, but, you know, you can only do what you can do, and it is what it is. But from here on out, we're going to publicize everything that is done, particularly like this, because it's the way we were held hostage 3 days, 4 days before Christmas, no. It's doesn't make sense then, and it doesn't make sense now.
Well, we appreciate you doing what is right and listening to those who have elected you to be there. We appreciate you being responsible with our vote because that's what you're up there representing. And to those other, you said 50 in Congress did not sign it?
50 didn't vote for it.
Didn't vote for it. Gotcha.
Correct.
And now we'll wait and see. But what do they say? The truth will set you free. So,
will set you free. And hey, it's Christmas time.
Yeah, exactly. So thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you. Appreciate the job y'all do. And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas
to you, Congressman.